Whether I'm worried about hosting or just giving that perfect gift, creating a delicious holiday for my loved ones is super important to me. From effortless holiday hostings to unforgettable gifts, Omaha Steaks delivers the world's best steak experience. They've always been super convenient in giving me the most high-quality steaks I could ask for, whether for myself or a loved one. Omaha Steaks offers unrivaled quality and variety, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com, and for an extra $35 off, use code YUM at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code YUM. Go to omahasteaks.com and use code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details. A big thanks to our advertiser, Omaha Steaks.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Anything difficult where you have to think is good for your brain. It's intuitive. But the flesh in our skulls, it's meant to think and feel. And that is the power of self-growth. And it's a thinking machine. It's a thinking flesh that you actually have to use. If you're not using parts of it, it'll program itself to let those parts of the garden wither. So the diversity of thinking and the depth of thinking, just one level past what you're used to, is the way to keep the whole garden flourishing. And it is a garden in there. There's chemicals, there are things moving, there are different types of brain cells, it's not just neurons. So I always try to give that metaphor analogy, if you will, that it's a garden and you have to irrigate it and stimulate and tend to all the corners, particularly the ones you're starting to neglect. Maybe it's your left hand. Getting out of the box and engaging the recesses of your mind is the most important thing. Then the creative things happen. You don't just sit down and have them happen. You got to work and dream and go hard. And on top of that, something creative can happen. So now we have the understanding that the brain is meant to think. The brain is also meant to command your body to move. The minute you don't use your left hand, the right parietal lobe with the motor strip says, I'm not getting used much. I'll shave down that density of those brain cells a little bit. So that's where movement's important. So simple things like, you know, using the mouse with your left hand and using your phone with your left hand. Mm-hmm. It's a powerful technique. And then the other thing is navigation. When you see old people and they lose their way home, well, that has a particular address also. Many things are global in the brain, but navigation is in the temporal lobe and they have dementia in that area. Navigation also is spatial awareness, is a function of the brain. And sometimes when we're on our phones too much, we don't have that. Try to just remember our route and just look up and see how far you can get. I think those habits will help us as we get less young. And those are practical things we can do during the day. If you want to kick the mind diet and you're thinking, I don't want to just stave off brain degeneration, right? What if you wanted to work on focus and cognition? These things are harder to test, but when you go into the big neuroscience journals, they speak about intermittent fasting. And the best way I can explain it is your brain's a hybrid vehicle. It grew, it evolved through thousands and thousands and thousands of years of lots of food scarcity. You didn't eat all the time. Intermittent fasting can also help you lose weight. I think that's why most people are interested in it. But it's the way the brain prefers to get its fuel source. And it's based on a diet. Lessons about dieting learned through controlling epilepsy and seizures in kids in areas where there's no medicine. So that's proof that food changes mind, because the mind is the electricity sparking through that flesh. Mm-hmm. Food will change the electricity in your brain. Mind diet will hold off dementia, and intermittent fasting might make you feel like you've had a cup of coffee once you get in a rhythm out. It's not gonna make you smarter, but it'll bring you to your most focus. It's not hard, and this is the best we can do for ourselves. There are trials at cancer centers where cancer patients are taking psychedelics to deal with the existential crisis of a cancer diagnosis. It could give you a real sense of what is identity. I think if there's a cancer patient and they want to try it and we can study and learn from it, why not have something more in the toolbox for the psychological weight and difficulty they're going with? Psychedelics tend to work in that way. The mechanism in the brain, it's mysterious. There are certain receptors that get activated. Serotonin is one of them. And psychedelics are the thing that, it's a strange, you know, we're wildly creative in our dreams. I mean, the things we think of in our dreams and don't remember. So clearly the machinery is there in our mind. Let's just say that. How do we access that? There's actually...
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays, decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa, got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments, Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels, Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
The FDA approved a sticker that is electromagnetic, and somehow, beyond my understanding, those patients live longer with their cancers. Electromagnetic manipulation isn't just for brain enhancement, that the cancer cells that grew in the flesh of our brain are also electrically responsive. It's an ocean of electric jellyfish. And then there are other things where these electrical currents coming down, if you magnetically stimulate or electrically stimulate, or even when the skull is open, I can physically stimulate the brain and make it squirt chemicals, that you're dancing with this electricity and these chemical charges that are bouncing between each other. So then the number of brain cells becomes less relevant and more about what's happening in between them. That's why I just think the future for brain science, brain health, it's going to be even better than what we've already seen. But we have just started to manipulate the mind. As you grow, the way electricity flows, the way the connections prioritize, is a bit like skiing down a mountain. So these pathways, these habits in our mind, these rituals, these things that are good for us, we want to hold on to those. But a lot of them have become deeply routes down the mountain. And filling those in, burying them, and finding healthier ones is going to be an energy expending process. The effort will be harder in the beginning, and then as you create a new route down the mountain, you can condition yourself to having more favorable and constructive responses. Because it's such an energy hog, it wants to be efficient. So this whole myth about you only use 20% of your brain, no, we use 100% of our brain, and pictures show that. But to get things done, we might only use 15. To get something complicated done, we might only use 35. You were born with more brain cells as a kid than you are as an adult.
And because we're losing them slowly over time?
We're equipped with a lot that we can't hold on to. You're going to reinforce the ones that you're using, and the ones you don't use, your brain will say, I don't need to hold on to them because they're just using energy. I hope that empowers people to be like, wait a second, it's not a static thing. And much I would exercise for my body, there are things maybe I should do for my brain and mind, especially while the window is still here. There's no doubt that the ability, this plasticity we're talking about, is highest in your teens. And that's actually when you get a lot of mental health disorders, a weird thing. the most dynamic shape-shifting is in adolescence. So we come into our identity. It's also a peak of mental health issues. So you're sort of setting your cognitive and emotional thermostat. And then 20s and 30s and 40s and 50s, it does slow down, but it doesn't wither to zero. I don't take care of people with mental health issues. Mm. And in neurosurgery, sometimes we do place catheters into the emotional hubs inside our brain. So the thinking brain's like a mushroom cap.
To what end?
You can electrically break an obsessive compulsive disorder habit. Depression, OCD, and obesity, the drive to eat, it can all be modulated and they're all housed near each other. That speaks to what they are, is an imbalance of the emotional drive with the ability for the frontal lobes to tamp down some of these instincts. It's instinctive to eat. Sometimes it can feel instinctive to be depressed. And sometimes obsessive compulsion is a part of our brain, and it's a natural part of our brain. It's okay to have those feelings. When you have them too much, the imbalance isn't just electrochemical in those emotional hubs. It's the frontal lobes not accessing their potential to tamp down some of the emotions. Some people actually have the frontal lobe element, and that thinking of creating new habits, creating new values, creating less triggers in your life, the frontal lobe regulation of how we feel is in your own command. That shows that thinking can change, thought can change how fast your heart beats. Why wouldn't we believe that thought can change those subcortical structures about anxiety and depression? If you get depressed, you can get stuck. But people who aren't having those mental health issues but just want to be better and live a more rich life in the sense of personal experience, we can think about our lives and our habits and triggers and create effects inside us. The mind-body connection is mind down to body. But those connections are real. You see examples around you. It's not a simple one. It's not a quick fix. It's not going to be a bullet. It actually takes work. And you mentioned repetition. It takes work. It takes effort. And there is no shortcut to it. But it's a glacial change that can happen over a few months to a few years. And I think once, you know, like people go to the gym, they can't not go to the gym anymore. I think people who find these rituals and habits that make them feel better, they become addictive to that, and they're constructive and they're not pharmacologic. The exercise stuff is the most important, if we can get back to that.
Ooh, why?
Keeps your brain arteries open, releases all these neurotrophic factors inside your brain. So not just the plumbing that irrigates the flesh of the brain. The brain says, hey, I'm feeling good. This is good. I like this. I'm going to create a new rut. I'm going to remind you, you feel good when you run. The brain will shower itself with growth factors. There are growth factors. Brain says, hey, the electrochemical balance is better with those. So I think that's where you get the runner's high. You know, it's not just adrenaline. It's not dopamine's a happy chemical. I'm jacked up. I'm on adrenaline. It's just such a complex ecosystem. And rather than feeling intimidated by that, to me, I just see opportunities on how people can, you know, improve their lives.
Cozy traditions feel good, especially this time of year. And that includes your fall makeup look. From lashes for days with liquid lash extension mascara to enhancing a smoky eye with your favorite shade of Brilliant Eye Brightener, Thrive Cosmetics is your go-to for completing every fall look. Whether you want a simple, just gotta get out the door routine or fall glam that wows at all your favorite festivities, you'll always look and feel radiant with Thrive Cosmetics. Plus, every product is vegan, cruelty-free, and made with clean, skin-loving ingredients. Complete your fall look. Go to thrivecosmetics.com/cozy for an exclusive offer of 20% off your first order. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/cozy.